Oh yeah, she almost cried about him when she saw him on Instagram.
The caption is what killed me.
You cried him? You cried him? I cried him.
Cried him?
I'm sorry.
My bad. She cried about Armie Hammer.
The
Armie Hammer?
The caption on his Armand on the Instagram Hammer. Post on Vulture, it's a quote from the book, and I was like, ugh. Knife to the heart.
So that's if you guys don't know by now, we're talking about Armie Hammer
knife
today.
Knife to you.
Knife to me.
Just knife her. Just knife her.
Armie Hammer, Timothée?
Oh, hi. Hi, I'm Crystal, everybody.
Oh, it's Joy.
You're yelling to the mic.
I'm not yelling.
And that's Anna drinking her water. That's why you can't hear her.
So we're hard water.
Ooh, did you? It's tea. It's nasty. Tea.
It's tea.
All right, let's do this again. Hi, guys.
Hi.
What up?
Welcome. It's Oscar season.
To Conversations with Oscar.
What a bitch. Oh my God, get out of here.
No.
This is not the mood to take when we're talking about such a loving, beautiful thing. We're talking about Oscar nominated Best Picture.
Call me by your name.
Okay, I'm fine. I'm totally fine. I'm not emotional about this at all.
I only cried at the end whenever he was talking to his dad.
I cried after it when I saw scenes about it.
Yeah, that part, I didn't actually cry like during the movie. I got teary-eyed during the scene with the father. I got teary-eyed during the final scene where he's looking into the fire and the song is playing.
No, that was just beautifully shot.
Yeah, and...
Mm-hmm. Way to go, Timmy.
Like, I could feel it.
We're like, we're friends.
I don't think I cried. I think I was just like, wow.
I cried.
This kid is really good.
I've cried more in the 2 weeks since we've seen it.
Yeah, same. I've, because like, gotten Anna emotional about it.
Anna is obsessed.
Anna is a crazy person.
Obsessed.
Obsessed is...
Is accurate.
Is the right word.
My cousin, Marisa, she does not like the word obsessed.
Well, she ain't
here.
Why are you so obsessed with me?
She always tells us not to say the word obsessed and to say you're just...
crazy?
In love with or interested in.
No, you obsessed.
But it's how I process things. And if future psychologists are listening to this, they're going to be like, there's something wrong with this person because of how she handles
things. We have a community of future psychologists listening to us.
You know it.
Somebody could be working on their psychology
degree.
Can you
do me a favor? Give me my computer from the brown.
From the where? From the brown house?
No. Or let me get it or something.
I got it. I got it.
It's because I have notes in there and I gotta.
Oh, you have notes?
Yeah.
Wait, where is it? Oh, never mind. It's the bathroom. Why is your chair here?
Because I was watching something while I took a bath. Why is that funny?
I'm just laughing. God, I can't laugh at you.
No, ever.
That's literally what you do to me, like, 90% of the time.
Anyway, so call me by your name. Okay.
Let's start from the beginning.
Had y'all ever heard anything about it prior?
Yes.
Yes.
I had not.
Thank you, Tumblr, Tumblr user not Katniss.
Well,
that's her name. That's her name.
I didn't know anything about the book or anything, but I saw the trailer forever ago because it was at Sundance last year. So this time last year it was premiering, and then the trailer came out not too long after that.
I saw GIFs of it and small conversations about it on Tumblr, and I really wanted to see it because I love Armie Hammer from the very beginning. Because, hello, The Social Network.
I've been a fan of him since then.
What else did he do? He did something else that I watched. I can't remember.
The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Yes,
he was excellent in that.
We talked about how... Did we talk about this last time?
I feel like we have.
Okay, anyways. So me and Crystal saw The Man from U.N.C.L.E. one time
like
when
randomly
we were bored. Because we couldn't find anything
good.
Else to watch. It was great. When I started liking Alicia Vikander. That's when I was convinced of Henry Cavill as Superman. Or just as a person.
As an actor.
As an actor. He's really great. And then
Armie
Hammer.
I wasn't convinced of him as a person. I saw that movie.
It's interesting because in that movie, Henry Cavill plays an American. And
Armie Hammer plays a German.
The German, yeah.
It's really great. If you haven't watched it, go watch it.
Yeah, it's very
good. But anyways, so I was interested in it, and then I heard all this stuff about it on Tumblr, and I was like, all right, I'm in. Let's do this.
The only thing I had seen of it on, I guess it was Tumblr, I saw the GIF of him dancing at the party. It was the only thing I saw.
It's
I was like, what is this?
It's great.
Only thing I saw. But
that's what made him get off Twitter.
I had really no...
Who?
Armie Hammer.
He's not on Twitter anymore?
No, I meant of Timothée Chalamet, him dancing.
Oh.
Only thing I saw of him.
Oh, yeah,
of
the shoulder thing?
Yeah.
I was about to say the eyebrow thing. No, it's a shoulder.
That too. But I had never, I heard the name of the movie a bunch and knew that it was going to be a front runner, but I didn't know anything about it. So, which I kind of like doing that, going into the movie blind.
I do too. But my problem is I love going into things blind. I'm super big about not watching any trailers for like Star Wars or anything like that. I don't want to know anything, but I love watching trailers. So it's like a weird, I don't know. Watching indie trailers isn't so bad for me because they're indie movies and I don't care as much.
You're not going to see them as often on TV anyways.
Yeah, so I remember seeing that trailer a long time ago and being like, oh, I need to remember this movie for when it comes out.
You're right, he's beautiful.
God, John Cho, y'all.
Wana has a thing for Asians. That's safe to say, right?
Yeah.
You know what I was looking at? Because
I have a thing for beautiful people.
I was tagging you.
Who happened to be Asian?
I was tagging you in those pictures, and I was like, wow, Domhnall Gleeson and John Cho are so different. Like, what a range of attraction Anna has.
Yes. Like I said, I just like beautiful people.
So anyways, I love...
Okay, the movie.
Back to the point. It made me feel so untalented, because this kid is, like, playing the piano, playing guitar, speaking, like, 3-4 languages. I'm like... Yeah. What did I do with my life? Like, nothing.
True Renaissance man.
Right? 100%.
Yeah. And not only was he doing all that, he was acting his ass off. Like.
I thought he was good, but what sold me was that last scene. And I think that is what got him the nomination, because it's such a long and lingering scene. And whatever, it stays with you, because it's the last thing you see, so you're going to remember it.
Yeah.
And that,
I think it was important.
The winners were like, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it was important for it to end on that instead of ending on the talk with his dad or the phone call. Mm. I think that was the best shot to end.
Yeah, because I thought it was going to end one of those two ways, and I was like, oh, this is, I like it.
Well, I have since read the book. in the book,
Anna's obsessed.
Oliver comes back for Christmas and announces it to them and to their faces that he's getting married. And so,
that would have hurt so much.
But the relationship's a little different, very similar, but I don't know. It's hard to explain without giving it away, because I know you want to read it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a little different there, but I appreciated the adaptation. I think they adapted it very well.
So you think it deserves the best adaptation?
I do. Okay. Because I was kind of mentioning it to Joy as I was reading it. I was like, they left out quite a bit of characters. There's a young girl that lives next door that's a big part, that has a great relationship with Oliver. They don't go, when they leave to go on their trip, it's to Rome, not to wherever they go in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
They go to Rome, and there's like, they have this huge dinner party with a ton of people, and it's a big part of the book. And none of those people are in the movie, but it, you know, focuses more on their relationship, just the two of them, and I think it served the movie well.
I think that was good. I think that was a good choice. I was listening to Cabronas and Chingonas. Shout out.
Hey. We love you.
I listened to their review of Call Me By Your Name earlier today, and she was talking about, who was it? Fried Papita, which I think is
so awesome.
Not Maite. Oh my God, I'm forgetting your name.
Anyways,
we love you dearly. But she was talking about, she had read the book first too.
Mm.
So she was talking about the differences and all of that. So I did get to hear a little bit more than that. She was saying that, yeah, the adaptation, the way they handled it was better. And I think just what made it so special was that everything was about, like, the lingering. Everything was lingering. Everything was long and drawn out, and that goes with, like, the shots and how it was made and everything. But then with their... They have such lingering affection for each other.
Yeah.
They're very physical.
Because they're both questioning each other. They don't want to cross that line.
Yeah.
Without... Because they're too scared
without
to cross
knowing,
that line.
Yeah, without knowing that it's like...
So it's like a bunch of tests for each other. Like,
yes.
If I say this, what's your reaction? And
right.
If I stay here just a little longer, what's that going to mean? And it's so great. I would suggest reading the book and then watching the movie again, because the movie is very quiet. Like, there's a lot of scenes where you're right. They're just looking at each other or they're observing something. There's not a lot of action happening. But after you read the book and you read his inner monologue, like, you understand what he's thinking in that moment. You're like, oh, yeah, no.
And I feel like a lot of that, like, of course, you know, the book's always going to be better because it gives you more information. But I think they did a really good job with being able to convey the characters to their fullest and in their fullness. And I feel like the things that the book is going to, like, the missing pieces that it's going to add into there, I feel like I already kind of know them without having to read the book. It's just going to, like, maybe put them in a little bit of an order. Like, it's not a guessing game. I don't have to really think hard about what he was thinking in that moment because it was really funny because they were talking about how whenever you're watching, like, gay or queer media, you're always looking for, like, the littlest things. So people always think that, like, oh, it's crazy that you want Supergirl and Lena Luthor to get together and you think that they're in love and whatever. But it's really just that you're always looking for those little signs because you never get, like, a real big storyline like that. Like, it's just every...
Huh, interesting.
So, like, okay. It always sounds crazy when I'm like, oh my God, they're like, in love. They're in love with each other. But, like, it's... No, like...
It's funny.
That's the things that I have to look for.
When we were watching, I was like, I don't see it at all. I don't get it. But it's because I don't look at it through those lenses.
Through those lenses. Yeah. Exactly. Which is...
okay.
Which was a good point that they brought up because they talked about some of the criticisms that the movie was getting was that it's two straight guys playing non-straight...
Yeah, but they're actors,
characters.
Though.
Yeah, so... Hold on. So, like, you know how if there was a movie about people that were specifically Mexican and they got non-Mexicans to play it, that would be wrong because that's like a culture and a race thing. But with your sexuality, it's not like a culture necessarily.
Yeah.
Like, you can build a culture around your sexuality, but it's more so that you have like a safe space. But it's not like... It's different. It's different.
Yeah, it's different.
It's
not the same
thing.
So
it's okay. So then you can, like, base it on the acting and who's going to deliver that the best.
Well, and it's like my dad, he would never watch How I Met Your Mother more than, like, bits and pieces. He's like, oh, I'm not watching it because he's gay in real life. And he's playing this womanizer. And I'm like,
but it's acting.
Acting, Dad.
Right.
Like, I never understood that mentality.
Mm-hmm.
It's called
that. Which, if you didn't know that about him, you would be like, he's gay. Like, you would be, you would not know. But, like, I think that's, like, I hate when people say, like, only gay actors can play gay characters. Because, mm-hmm. No, they're actors.
No, yeah. Because that's a part of acting.
Neil Patrick Harris is a great example. Or Eric McCormick on Will and Grace.
Yeah.
Wait, he's not gay?
No.
Oh, my God.
See, it's what I mean. They're just good actors.
Yeah. Which I think is if you do it correctly, if you're an actor and you are able to act it well.
But only if you're an actor.
I think if you come at it with respect.
Yeah.
And
because a lot of times, you know, that was the problem with, like, early media writing of, like, gay or queer people is that they would do it to a stereotypical way where it's just, like, so making fun of it instead of, like, realistically, like... This, like Oliver and Elio falling in love is how people would fall in love. It's the story of your first love and, like, how impactful and important that is to your life.
Yeah.
And especially at that young age when it's your first love, like, that's a big deal. So I think they did such a good job because every time they looked at each other or every time, like, they didn't even have to be looking at each other. One of them could be looking at the other one and I was like... This is only, like, all I've ever wanted.
And me...
For it to be, like, clear and obvious. Like, no one's questioning that they want somebody else. Even though, like, there is other relationships that Elio has. Which I like that... like, when you read the book, I like that you found out that... You confirmed that he's not gay. He's bisexual.
He straight up says, you know, I like men and women. And he's never met anybody who's like that. And so he doesn't really know if that's how he's, like... He questions that a lot.
And I think that's like really important to show that, like, and the same thing with Rosa. Like, it's really important to show that it's not just a one or the other thing. It's like there's people that fall.
Yeah, and he talks about how he enjoys his time with Marcia as much as he enjoys it. Maybe not as much, but
equal. You know, he enjoys his time
with her as
it's
much
fulfilling.
As he enjoys his time with Oliver.
Yeah, because that's I mean, that's what I saw from the movie. Like, he was just not just as in love, but he. found just as much, like, affection and, like, respect in that relationship as he did with Oliver.
But he does call it a fix. He was, like, after he has sex with after he has sex with her, he's like, I don't need him. Why would I need him when I have her? Mm-hmm. I'm going to go make him smell her on my hand. And then he's like, oh, I just saw my dinner and shit. It's back again. Like, who am I? It's just a fix. Like, it's just a... It's not going to last. He was... He was in love. But,
I hate those kind of movies. Like, love stories. They're not my favorite.
That's like... Oh.
I mean, my bread and butter.
I want my heart to flutter because it normally doesn't.
Like that stuff doesn't do it. I just, I mean, I thought it was a lot of it was very sweet how they were with each other.
Speaking of how they were with each other, how the family was with each other.
Yeah.
Because that's the environment he grew up in, so it's like natural to be like affectionate and to talk about like arts and culture and philosophy and whatever.
Again, I felt so like uneducated.
Like, guys, we need to become philosophers.
Like, I could not keep up in that household.
And not that I didn't want to before, but like another movie that makes me want to go visit Italy for sure.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Oh my god.
Everything is just so pretty. Like, how can you not fall in love in Italy? I feel like whoever I went there with needs to watch out because I'd probably accidentally fall in love with them. But
mark you off the list of people coming with me.
I can't go with you guys, sorry.
I ain't gonna fall in love with you, so
it's gonna be very unrequited.
Right?
No. We love you, but we don't love you.
What I loved is that, like,
sing
that
to me, Paolo, is what you're
saying. That's all you'll say. You're gonna go to the Colosseum and just sing to me, Paolo.
Hey now, hey now. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I love that, like, it was because, what was it? Archaeology and anthropology.
Mm-hmm.
He was a professor of anthropology. And that when, I love the mirrored shot of, it was Oliver touching the statue that they had just gotten out of the water, like going over the lips and the contours of the face. And then he does that with Elio. Like in the, when they're alone together for like the first time,
the burn,
like really.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's so beautiful. And then that scene where the dad's like explaining like these statues and the way they were making
the
them.
Curves
and what
of the
they're,
body.
And the curves of the body. They're just ass.
That
they're,
look.
They're what was the line?
You to fall in love with
asking
them.
You to desire,
desire them.
Them.
There
you
go.
And
desire
that look
them.
That Armie Hammer gives him is like, beautiful.
And I love it because I'm like, ooh, art, sculpture, oh, yeah.
Sexy men.
It's everything Joel loves.
I know. It's like art and
the
like
movie
love.
Was made for you.
It
the
was.
Movie and the book were made
it
for
really
you.
Was. It's really, it's like, that's why I'm like so torn because like who is my favorite? Because I love, as far as like all the three movies that I've seen so far, I love them for different reasons. I love this one for this. I love Get Out for what it represents and what it did. And then I love Lady Bear for other reasons. So it's giving me a really hard year to pick.
And we haven't even seen them all.
I know.
I know, we've only seen...
I mean, I think we said this on the Get Out one, but of the two I've seen, this one is my favorite. Just because I love how it was... Not that Get Out wasn't, but it was so well-crafted and very well-acted, and cinematography is great, and my only beef with it is that Armie Hammer should have got Best Supporting Actor nomination.
Yes,
and we can talk about that
excellent.
Right now. Because, like...
I read a blurb of something. I didn't read the whole article, but it was something like... Yes, Timothée Chalamet did great, but could he have given that performance without Armie Hammer?
Right. It was, I feel
I
like
think
this
was
one,
like a team.
Sometimes I think that like the Oscars should have like an ensemble acting award because there's some movies like, okay, for example, this movie, but also if we look back at Silver Linings Playbook, yes, Jennifer Lawrence was great. Yes, Bradley Cooper was great. Yes, Robert De Niro was great. Never, so was everybody else. One of the Chris's, Chris Rock. but really that was more of an ensemble effort. I don't feel like any one person stood out so much, so far above the rest. I feel like that was an ensemble effort. I feel like some movies are just like that. Like you have the main characters.
It's funny you see that by the movie because I mean, I like Jennifer Lawrence, but was that Oscar worthy? I don't know. I don't think so. I mean,
I think
great
she's
in
fantastic,
it,
but
like, I don't,
I feel like that wasn't the right... This is not the time to talk about, but whatever. I feel like that there wasn't the right combination of things to make it Oscar worthy.
Yeah.
I feel like it was, not that it wasn't amazing, because I love that movie, and it's like in my top 20 for sure. But,
I don't remember who else was nominated that year.
Google.
But anyways, yeah, of the two, this is the one I prefer.
I think they're just so different. Like,
oh, they're so different.
And then Lady Bird is in a similar vein because it's dealing with a young person and mm-hmm. their life, but
coming of
it's
age.
So it's so different.
Yeah, and it's got Timothée Chalamet in that one too.
Oh, I can't wait till we get to that one so I can. I can't wait till you guys watch that so you can see, because like, I won't say anything about how I feel about him in that movie, but okay. You'll see later.
I love his physicality in this movie. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. It was just really good.
His hands and his mouth, I think, is just like...
Well, I just love like the way, like when he was hugging Oliver, like the way, I don't know.
The way he did it, yes.
Like he was
The manner in which he did it, because it was very I think it's a thing about like being younger, and especially this being the first love. It's when you first give yourself completely.
And he was still like very childlike. Like, I was rewatching a scene.
He was still very innocent because, like, this is his first love. This is
I was rewatching a scene on YouTube, and it's the scene where he's essentially telling Oliver, mm-hmm. where he's like, I wanted you to know because I thought you should know.
Oh, yeah, the one where they're walking around the fountain.
And then Oliver goes, are you saying what I think you're saying? And Elio's just kind of, like, swaying back and forth with a little kid, and he goes, yeah. Like, it's so cute. I love it.
I think it's because other than, like... I
appreciated his performance.
I mean, this was a big summer for Elio because it was, you know, his first love and then just his first, like, romantic experiences, I guess. Because, like, I mean, we don't know what happened beforehand, but it seemed like that's his, whatever, book reader. I'm glad you read the book, though. I'm happy about that.
I love the name Elio. I think I might name my son that.
Elio?
It's on my list now.
I love it. Like, when in the movie I heard it, I was like, yeah.
It just sounds so nice.
Okay, so Silver Linings Playbook. Jennifer Lawrence beat Jessica Chastain in 0-30.
No.
Emmanuel Riva from Amour.
Oh.
Oof, I know. Kawanjane Wallace from Beasts of the Southern Wild.
Did you ever see that?
Yes.
It was beautiful.
That's the one
we
didn't see right
there. It was beautiful.
And then Naomi Watts in The Impossible.
Dude, The Impossible was rough.
Jessica Chastain.
She was great in that, but Emmanuel Riva.
Well, I didn't see that one, so I'm going to take your word for it.
Heartbreaking. But Quantum of Solace is great, too.
I think that's a problem that they've been having these last couple of years, is they're giving it to the younger talent.
The ingenues.
But I feel like, to a certain extent, the Oscars are such a high praise that, like, just getting nominated sometimes is enough.
Well, yeah, if you get nominated that young, you're going to work forever.
I don't think it was necessary to, like, give the Oscar yet. I think she needed to work for it a little bit more.
I'm trying to think. Has she been in anything that I'm like, that's Oscar worthy? I think she was great in Winter's Bone. That was the first thing she got nominated for. I thought she was great in that.
I fell asleep watching it. it was really slow paced.
Yeah.
So I wasn't alert enough to watch that movie
at that time.
She's
on the couch, and when she's on the couch, she's gone.
Yeah.
This couch is a trap.
It really is.
Well, not this couch, but yes.
But a couch in general, yeah.
She was great in that.
I can fall asleep on any couch.
So Call Me By Your Name. That's what we think of that.
That should be your next podcast, is you testing out different couches. Our YouTube series.
Yeah, it's a YouTube series. I'm just going to record myself on couches.
Like, you sit on the couch, you give your review, and then you lay down and you take a nap. And when you wake up, you give your review.
I just want it to be like a just a steady cam, and you go, hi, I'm Joy. And then you lay down and you're like, feels nice. I like the fabric.
All right, I'm going to take a nap. I'll let you know what happens. I feel like that would be a legitimate YouTube.
And then as you're talking about the couch, you're like, uh-huh. And then you fall asleep halfway through the video. That'd be hilarious.
Would that be successful? I don't know, Twitter. Let us know.
Well, if unboxing videos can make successful, why can't you sleep on a couch?
This is how I'm going to make millions, guys. And quit my job.
I've never believed in you more than I do.
I'd watch it. I ain't gonna lie.
I love how my best talent is napping on couches.
Yes! Shout out! But yeah.
I'm gonna make this happen now. You guys have inspired me.
You welcome, girl.
That's what we're here for.
You welcome, girl.
Just remember to thank us when you're winning all the awards and becoming famous and going on all the talk shows.
Is there awards for YouTube?
Sure.
I bet there is.
Aren't they called like the Webbies? Did I make that up?
I don't know.
Oh, they're the,
Yep, that's what they're called.
Yeah.
The... No, I know there's a thing for them, because...
The YouTube boards.
The Lizzie Bennet Diaries got one.
Oh. Oh, there are...
I can't think of them right now.
I want to say shorties, but that's not it.
Why are they called shorties?
They're small. They're not called shorties, but that's what I want to say.
Well, okay.
Oh my god.
All right.
Well, alrighty. That's, well, that's, those that's, are our thoughts.
Yeah. So, stay tuned for the next movie, whatever it is. Probably.
Well, you guys need to watch Lady Bird.
Well, you need to see.
The other rest ones. Of them the that other, you also yeah. need to see. All right.
Okay, bye,
guys. Bye.